We are about to begin Simin Shin Samach Gimel. We'll do the first two Se'ifim. Shin Samach Gimel is dealing with the halachas of Mavui and Chotzer and the special tikkun they need. So the Mechaber reads, Makom Sheyesh Lo Gimel Mechitzis, a place that is surrounded by three walls and open on the fourth side, Osru Chachomim L'Taltel Bo Achiyasa Shum Tikkun B'Revias, Chazal Asud carrying in it until you do a tikkun on the fourth wall. Now the question is, what is the status of this place, Midaraisa? The Rambam sheet is that Midaraisa, you need four walls or three walls and a lechi. Rashi, Tosfos, Rov Rishonim hold that two walls, that three walls or two walls and a lechi are good enough. The Mishnah Berurah learns that there's no difference if these two walls are at a right angle or they're parallel to one another. But if there's a Rishus HaRavim that goes between them, then that's clear that a lechi alone is not going to work midaraisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings another sheet, and this is mentioned in the Ritva, that if you have a mavui that is open to the Rishus HaRabim, and the people of the Rishus HaRabim will often walk into it, they'll go through it, then that is not a Rishus HaYachid daraisa, although it has three walls, even according to Rashi and Tosfos. Now, what is this halacha? That a chotzer or a mavui, where one side is completely open, Chazal said that that looks like a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore one cannot carry there without a tikkun. What is the tikkun? It's a siv beis. The first case is chotzer. A chotzer is when you have several houses together, they share a courtyard, and that courtyard then has an entrance. If the entrance is completely open, the halach is you have to make a tikkun there. So chotzer shenifrats bimelo, a chotzer that opened up completely. Ad eser ames niter bepasroch of dalet falchim, if it's not more than 10 ames, the halachi is, all you have to do is put something down that is 4 tfachim wide, shiamidenu mitzar echad, u'bamakom aparutz. So this is the tikkun of a chotzer, is a pas dalet falchim, and you have to put it in one place in the makom aparutz. Vim yirtzel letakno b'shnei tzidei apirtza. That's if you want to put it on one side. What if you wanted to do it on two sides? Dai b'shnei pasim shel shnei mashahuyim. It's enough to have two pasim, each one being a mashahu. V'wadin l'neshtayr mem kol seravi bonud kashir dalet tfakim b'makom echad. It doesn't have to be that you actually create a pas dalet, but even if there's a leftover piece, the remnant of a wall that broke, and that's dalet tfakim, that's good too. O im neshtayr me'asheni, or if it's left over a tefach on either side. Now the question is, why do you need the tefach? Didn't we say that all you needed is a pas dalid or two lochayayim of a mashu? Why over here do we say that you need a tefach on each side? So the Darkei Moshe learns that that's so because this is not something made by man. Meaning, this is not something that was made specifically for this purpose. It's only that you have leftovers. That means the wall fell over and some things are left. So he claims that this sheet of holes, that where it wasn't done the chavon, it was just left that way, there it's not enough to have a kol shu, you actually have to have a tefach. V'chol zeh b'shegova yud tfachim. That's only if it's 10 tfachim up. Even if the pirtze is less than 4 tfachim, you still need either a pas dalid or two lochayayim kolshu. Kevan shu b'meloo, since the entire side is pirtze, tzarech tikkun yati metaken ad shibe pachas migimel, until you make it less than 3. Within lovewood, that's nothing. Vim yesh b'pirtze yosem eser ames, so the halachi is, afilu ein b'meloo tzarech b'tkoa bo. Whereas if it's more than 10, than 10 ames, so you have to metaken it with the tzuris apesach. Now it comes out like this: if you have a chotzer that's less than dalet tfachim, he's telling us that unless it's less than 3, it needs a tzuris, it needs a tikkun of a pas dalet or tu l'chayayim kalshu. Now lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings this, the Magen Avraham says this, and it's based on the Rishonim. If the entire chotzer does not have 4 tfachim in its width, then it's a makom p'tur. You could never come with a chiyuv there. It's a makom p'tur. we must be talking about a chatzar that's wider than dalet. It just must be that it gets narrow as it gets close to the entrance, and there it's less than four tefachim. And for that, he's saying that it still needs a tikkun. Now, what happens if you have a leftover piece somewhere in the middle? A wall, an entire side came down, the wall collapsed, and you have a pas dalet in the middle. So the halachi is that if you have avir, if you have airspace on either side that's four tefachim, we'll say osi avir da'ai gisa v'avir da'ai gisa mevatla mechitzta, that the avir on either side, which is equal to it, will come and be mevatal it. So it would have to be that it was left on the side, not in the middle. Now, with regard to that halacha that we saw, that where it was left over, you have to have a tefach. It's only where you actually made it bechavona that a kolsha was good. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer, brings that it's a machlokas rishonim, and rov rishonim hold that there's no difference. A pas kolshu, the two pasim of kolshu are always good, even if they were left over and they weren't done bechavona. He does bring that the chayadam holds that lechatchila you should be makbid for it, but it doesn't sound like the Mishnah Brewer is really holding like that altogether. According to the chayadam, unless it's a shas atchak, you should be makmir. Now, at what point would you not need a lechi? Either that the pirtzah is less than three tefachim, so we have a lavud, or one other case where it's omid meruba ala paritz, where what's left of the wall is omid meruba. But you really have to make sure that that's the case.